In the U.S., Russia is often described as a declining power. Russian President Vladimir Putin strongly disagrees, and to prove his point, Putin repeatedly turns to the military to demonstrate Russia is still a country to be reckoned with. He has now massed some 100,000 troops on Russia's border with Ukraine, though it's not clear if he's planning an invasion or just bluffing. NPR's Greg Myrie looks at how Putin uses both approaches.
When Vladimir Putin came to power in 1999, he immediately called on the Russian military.
This was really his first, almost his first act, was to launch the war in Chechnya.
Angela Stent is the head of Russian studies at Georgetown University, and she's met with Putin at an annual conference throughout his presidency. Over the years, Putin has sent Russian forces on several combat missions abroad, including the former Soviet republics of Georgia and Ukraine, as well as Syria. The West has sanctioned and ostracized Russia, and its economy is weak. But Russia's military remains potent, and Putin makes the most of it. Ben Hodges was the commander of the U.S. Army in Europe when he retired in 2017 as a lieutenant general.
The Kremlin will stop only when it is stopped.
Hodges, who currently lives in Germany, has been observing the Soviet and Russian militaries since he was sent to Europe as a young army officer in the 1980s.
They haven't given up one inch. They've only continued to expand. Sometimes they use actual force. Sometimes they use the threat of force. And it seems like we are always on the back foot, that they always have the leverage. We are always responding to them.
This month marks 30 years since the breakup of the Soviet Union, which Putin calls the biggest geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century. Stent says this drives Putin to pursue two clear goals: his insistence that Russia be treated as a major global power and his opposition to Western influence in what he considers his neighborhood.
Putin has been determined since he became president, not necessarily to restore the Soviet Union, but to get the West to understand and to accept the fact that this is a Russian sphere of influence.
Putin's record of using force means the current buildup with Ukraine has to be taken seriously. Yet Putin has also used his military as a bluff, like last April, when Russia massed troops on the same border but didn't invade, as it did in 2014. Ukraine says its military is now much stronger, and President Biden says another Russian incursion would lead to much tougher financial sanctions. So what's the likely outcome this time? Tim Fry is a Columbia University professor and author of the book Weak Strongman: The Limits of Power in Putin's Russia.
This all might be bluster, but all sides seem to have really dug in their heels.
Fry says Putin would likely settle for a negotiated deal that gives him strong political influence over Ukraine and doesn't involve an invasion.
The military is used for political ends largely, and to the extent that Russia can continue to have a heavy hand over politics in Ukraine, that will be acceptable to the Kremlin.
But there's no guarantee Putin will win concessions, and his aggressive actions have turned most Ukrainians against Russia. Again, Angela Stent.
If Putin doesn't realize that he has really alienated the Ukrainian population by doing all of this, then he's really not getting very good feedback.
Ben Hodges says the Soviet Union may be long gone, though many Russians still share Putin's belief that they should have strong influence in former Soviet states.
If President Putin fell off his horse tomorrow, we would still be dealing with this for years to come. So this is not just about him.
But for now, everyone is watching Putin to see what he does next. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.